This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The European Union wants to set up a UN-backed specialized court to investigate possible war crimes committed by Russia and Ukraine. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Wednesday the EU will work with international partners to get, quote, the broadest international support possible for the tribunal while supporting the International Criminal Court. Since Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the invasion of Ukraine on February 24th, his military forces have been accused of abuses ranging from killings in the Kyiv suburb of Bucha to deadly attacks on civilian facilities. Ukraine's foreign minister calls out delays to Ukraine's NATO membership bid, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In our view, a strategic mistake was made by delaying Ukraine's membership in NATO at the NATO summit in Bucharest.
Kuleba says he believes that mistakes in Bucharest in 2008 can be corrected in Vilnius in 2023. He adds his government believes the discussion on Ukraine's application to NATO should begin. Separately, Kuleba underscored that his country's biggest needs now are electrical gear and more advanced air defense systems. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Congress is moving urgently to head off a looming rail strike. The House passed a bill Wednesday that would bind companies and workers to a proposed settlement reached in September that failed to gain the support of all 12 unions involved. The bill now goes to the Senate for consideration. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and French President Emmanuel Macron met on Wednesday to discuss cooperation on space exploration. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Vice President Harris publicly thanked President Macron for joining the Artemis Accords, a set of principles meant to create a safe and transparent environment for space activities.
We are working together to develop norms for the responsible and peaceful uses of outer space, and this is critically important work.
Macron noted that not all nations with a stake in space exploration are close allies, making cooperation between Washington and Paris even more important.
We do share this history. We do have the same commitment and attachment to science and progress, but we do share as well as the same democratic values.
Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A top European Union official has warned Elon Musk that Twitter needs to beef up to protect users from hate speech, misinformation, and other harmful content to avoid violating new rules. The EU's Commissioner for Digital Policy told Musk on Wednesday the social media platform will have to significantly increase efforts to comply with the rules that threaten big fines or even a ban in the 27-nation bloc if tech giants don't comply. Singer and keyboardist Christine McVie of the band Fleetwood Mac has died at the age of 79 after a short illness, according to her family. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta has more.
Don't stop, hold me, say you love me. Christine McVie's musicianship transformed Fleetwood Mac from a blues band into a hit machine. McVie had been playing piano since childhood. She married bassist John McVie and joined Fleetwood Mac in the early 1970s. Even though she and John split, they continued making music together until McVie left the band for 16 years. McVie said in a 2014 EP interview, taking time away from Fleetwood Mac was time she regretted.
I did want to play music again, but there was only one band that I ever would have considered.
I'm Margie Zarletta.
U.S. Democratic leaders have chosen Hakeem Jeffries to succeed Nancy Pelosi as their leader in the House of Representatives, making him the first black person to ever lead a U.S. congressional caucus.
It's an honor to stand before you today as the incoming House Democratic leader.
A 52-year-old who has been in Democratic leadership since 2019 ran unopposed in the closed-door vote, which also saw new faces elected to the number two and three positions. Jeffries is 30 years Pelosi's junior, the New York congressman's election marking a generational shift. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.